As if she wasn't onto your tricks, old man, Roland thought, amused even in his sorrow. As if she hasn't been onto them for many and many a year, say de la.
Marion Carver said, "We'd palaver with you for just a little while, Roland, but first there's something I need to see."
"Ain't a bit of need for that,"
the old man said, his voice cracking with indignation.
"Not a bit of need, and you know it. Did I raise a jackass?"
"He's very likely right," Marion said, "but always safe."
"Never sorry," the gunslinger said. "It's a good rule, aye. What is it you'd see? What will tell you that I am who I say I am, and you believe I am?"
"Your gun," she said.
Roland took the old home days shirt out of the leather bag, then pulled out the holster. He unwrapped the shell belt and pulled out his revolver with the sandalwood grips. He heard Marion Carver draw in a sharp, awed breath and chose to ignore it. He noticed that the two guards in their well-cut suits had drawn close, their eyes wide.
"You see it?" Moses Carver shouted. "Aye, every one of you here, say God. Might as well tell your grandbabies you saw Excalibur, the Sword of Arthur, for it comes to the same."
Roland held his father's revolver out to Marion. He knew she would need to take it in order to confirm who he was, that she must do this before leading him into the Tet Corporation's soft belly, where the wrong someone could do terrible damage. But for a moment, she was unable to fulfill her responsibility. Then she steeled herself and took the gun, her eyes widening at the weight of it. Careful to keep all of her fingers away from the trigger, she brought the barrel up to her eyes and then traced a bit of the scroll work near the muzzle.
"Will you tell me what this means, Mr. Duchesne?" she asked him.
"Yes," he said, "if you will call me Roland."
"If you ask, I'll try."